MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. Well, for the first time during the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, Rainbow Riders will offer balloon rides for people in wheelchairs. The gondolas are larger, they say, so a wheelchair can fit in those. They also have plexiglass that allows the passengers to see the amazing view. But they're saying it's important to note that battery-driven wheelchairs will not be allowed. For the first time in American history, the U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday voted to remove the Speaker of the House, with all three members of New Mexico's House delegation backing the move after an hour of intense debate on the House floor, which showcased the divisions that have plagued the House Republican Conference. A motion to vacate the speakership and oust then-Speaker Kevin McCarthy was brought to the House floor. Democrats from New Mexico's congressional delegation voted with the rest of their party to remove McCarthy, saying his speakership's been one in which a small contingent of hardline Republicans wielding power unsuccessfully tried to win over. Local man facing charges after allegedly breaking down the front door of a house with a sledgehammer, battering his ex-girlfriend, and threatening their young son. Criminal complaint filed in Chavez County Magistrate Court Monday says on Sunday, 34-year-old Andrew Cyphers of Roswell used a sledgehammer with a pointed tip to break down the door in the 4800 block of Acadia Road residence where his ex-girlfriend, their young child, and the woman's boyfriend was barricaded inside. Cyphers is charged with aggravated battery of a household member with a deadly weapon. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.